Alléluia. 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 Now we will have the brother come before us and blow the shofar. Bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast. And Yahweh, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him, saved him out of all his troubles. The Melechim of Yahweh encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, ye his kadoshim, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they seek Yahweh and shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lip from speaking guile. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the old land. The Tzaddikah cried, and Yahweh heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. Yahweh is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and save such to be of a contrite ruah. Many are the afflictions of the Tzaddikah, but Yahweh delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the Tzaddikah shall be desolate. Yahweh redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Abba Yahweh, we thank you for another Sabbaton, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, we ask you to strengthen your people this day. We ask you to heal the sick, Abba Yahweh. Hear Brother Dirk and his family, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen the Kedushim here, Abba Yahweh. Bless our pastor down there in Texas as he gives counsel to his brother and his wife. Give them the ear to sheep mouth. Hear what the truth is being said unto them. We ask you to bless Brother Michael, Sister Michael, and Brother Alex. Strengthen them today, Abba Yahweh. Brother Jerry and Sister Maria. Brother Jerome James, Abba Yahweh. Brother McDowell, strengthen Pastor Hunter as he speaks to the people. Give him a word, Abba Yahweh. Anoint him today. Pastor Pennington, as he speaks, Abba Yahweh. Encourage his lab, Abba Yahweh, as he speaks the truth to his house up there. Pastor Person. Brother Martin. at a battle, Pastor strengthen him in the prison camp as he speaks to the brothers down there. Give him a word, Abba Yahweh, of strength to let them know, Abba Yahweh, that you're their head, Abba Yahweh. And you keep the shalom of Abba Yahweh in their land. Pastor Angie and the saints in Ghana, strengthen them, Abba Yahweh, as he speaks to the house there. Brother Martin in Kenya, Abba Yahweh. Sister Hawkins and the saints there, Abba Yahweh. Bless them today, Abba Yahweh, as they hear your word, Abba Yahweh. Pastor Babu and Brother David Morin, strengthen them today, Abba Yahweh, as I speak a word to the house, Abba Yahweh. Give them the ear to hear, Abba Yahweh, of what you are speaking in this hour, Abba Yahweh. Prepare the people for your coming, Abba Yahweh. I'm seeing what we're in a perverted generation and a wicked world, Abba Yahweh. But still we have the victory, Abba Yahweh. Through the precious power of your precious Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, he gave us the victory that we can overcome every woe and every wild Satan, Abba Yahweh. So touch your condition today as the word go forth, Abba Yahweh. Give them that ear to hear of what you are speaking in this house, Abba Yahweh, that we be in that one mind and one accord. Your precious Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Everybody saying, Hallelujah, Yahweh. You may be seated. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Once again, Abba Yahweh, for another Sabbaton that you have blessed us with, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, thank you for the safe trip of Sister Dot. Abba Yahweh, making it down here to home of Dana, put up on her. Abba Yahweh, as the pastor speak in Texas, counsel the brother down there, Abba Yahweh. Give him the ear to hear, Abba Yahweh, of what the man's servant is speaking to him, of an emit of truth, Abba Yahweh. That they walk in your Torah, Abba Yahweh. And bless the house here, Abba Yahweh. That your Kadosh Ruah may enter in and have his way in the midst, Abba Yahweh. Binding and cast out every broken heart. Break the shackle and the bondage from off your people this day, Abba Yahweh. But give them liberty, Abba Yahweh. To forever give your precious name to praise, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, we trust in you today, Abba Yahweh, that you be in the midst, that your Ruah touch everyone today, Abba Yahweh, that it may be like a day, Abba Yahweh, of Pentecost, Abba Yahweh, as it says in your scriptures, when they were sitting, Abba Yahweh, your Ruah came in like a mighty rushing wind, and set on your people. Covers of tongues, Abba Yahweh. Oh, that could be, Abba Yahweh. And we just empty out ourselves, Abba Yahweh. And we just crucify this flesh, Abba Yahweh. And give it all unto you, Abba Yahweh. All our soul, heart, and mind, Abba Yahweh. So have your way today, Abba Yahweh. And your precious Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. We have one more last song, thanks. This song says, what a loving Abba Yahweh is to me. Hallelujah. Let's give Yahweh some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, Abba Yahweh, I thank you for your tender mercy and love kindness. As Pastor, if you were listening down there in Texas, Yahweh barak you. As you speak to the brother down there, give him a word of counsel. And his word is truth. And to the ones that listen to the live stream, may this word be a blessing to you today. For saving the scripture, as the brother just quoted, not only be a hearer of the word, be a doer also. But see, the problem is we don't hear the word. We call on, as the scriptures say, he's a very present help in a time of trouble. We'll call him on in a time of trouble, and that we should do. We like when the scriptures say our name is written in the Lamb book of life. But when the word come to judge our land, to show us our shortcoming, why we don't call on them then? We are people that don't hear the word. We come short then. Because we're just not truthful. And we're not walking in the Torah like we should, saints. For Abba Yahweh wants a true people. And he wants his people to hear his word. Because the time is getting too short. And Satan is truly raging. And he's going to and fro out the earth, seeing who he can devour. We are people that need to hear, saints. And not only do we need to hear, we need to take this word into our land. Because Abba Yahweh's word is true. We proclaim we are the Kedushim of Abba Yahweh. Is that true? Then why is the world not real with us? Why is it just a name with us? Because our fruit bear witness of what we speak. Is that true? Then Abba Yahweh said that we should not love the things of this world. I be not even a part of the things in this world. But we should trust in his Torah for our strength. And he's coming back for a people that love his emet, his truth. And just walking as true Kedushans. Not compromising, saints. But standing like a light to set up on a hill. Because we are peculiar people. There's no way our mindset should be like the world, saints. Y'all turn to Shmuel Samuel 15 and 1. We had a great Passover. Of the brother speaking. Did you hear the word? The living bread of Abba Yahweh. Did it keep you from that week that they spoken? Did it keep you through the week? Was your mind on Abba Yahweh? Because he's coming to judge a people that says they love Abba Yahweh. And they're walking in his Torah. And that's what's in their lives. Because Abba Yahweh don't judge the outer appearance, but he judges the ruah of the people. It's Kedushim. Samuel 15 and 1. Samuel also said to Saul, Yahweh sent me to anoint to be king over his people, over Israel. And now therefore hearken you to the voice of the word of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way. And when he came up from Egypt, now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. And he told us that we're no more our own, that we have been bought with a price, saints. We belong to Abba Yahweh. Our mind should be transformed into the mind of Abba Yahweh through his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Our mind should not be on the things of this world, or even not even the desire of this world. And spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, oxen and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them. In the Telium, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Yehuda. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and lay wait in the valley. And Saul said to the Kenites, go depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you shown kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. As Saul smote the Amalekites from Halabah until you come to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Now you see how he didn't hear, saints? And that is us too, saints. You see how we don't hear when the word come to judge our life? See how we rise up against the word? Because we have just not totally given up our will and our way to truly walk in Abba Yahweh's way. We still hold on to the things of this flesh and this life, this earthly realm, saints. Abba Yahweh said he wants to give up all. For Abba Yahweh gave up all. He gave his very best. He gave his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Is the blood serious to us today, saints? Give us the ear to hear of what we are speaking. For he wanted people to hear. For he's calling his two conditions together, saint. He's gathering them as one. And he's going to have them to be in one mind and on one accord. There ain't going to be no confusion in the body, saints. There ain't going to be no tear. It's just going to be only wheat, saints. Samuel, verse 8. And he took Haggai, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Haggai, the best of the sheep and of the oxen, and of the fatlings and the lambs, and all that was good was not utterly destroyed them, but everything that was vile and refused that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of Yahweh to Samuel, saying, it repent me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Saul, and he cried to Yahweh all night. And he's grieved with us as well, saints, how we proclaim the name of Yahweh and not walk as his Torah say walk, but walk in the carnality of this flesh. That it leads and guides us, that when he commands us to do something, that we let this flesh deny his words, saints. When Abba Yahweh tell the people to let everything they have breath praise Abba Yahweh, we should do it, saints. When the word comes to judge you and show you your shortcomings, saints, the word said that you should humble yourself, saints. Have meekness, saints, without fight. And as the pastor quoting the scripture, humble yourself, fast and pray, and turn from your wicked ways. Then he will heal the land, saints. And we just hear the words of Abba Yahweh that's being spoken and take it to be a truth and let it be real within us, saints. Don't let it fall on deaf ears, saints. Don't let we leave the tabernacle from Sabbaton to Sabbaton that we forget what the brothers speak. But let it stay with us, saints, because we're in a real battle. And it's not a battle against flesh and blood, saints, but it's a battle against spirituality, the wickedness, and rulers in high places, saints. And there's balance for your soul, saints. Whether you realize it or not, they are saints. They don't care. They don't care what age limit they're going to take, saints. They're not a respected person of the age. So, saints, as I say to you today, hear the word of Abba Yahweh. For the only way we can be able to stand is in this truth, saints. Walking in his emit, the word of Abba Yahweh, the living bread. That's the only way we're going to endure that last battle, saints. If we don't trust this word, saints, when that last battle comes, we're going to have fear. And we're going to result back to our flesh, saints, for our strength. And it's going to let you down. I'm telling you now, it's going to let you down. So know without a shadow of doubt of where you stand. Hear the words of Abba Yahweh today, saints, and trust in these words. And keep them, saints, as we leave him. Let him stay with you. And not only here, but every day, saints. Get into the living word, saints. Let it keep you from day to day and hour to hour and minute to minute. Because there's troubled times, saints. And time is getting shorter than we think. The people of Abba Yahweh is the only people that don't realize how short the time is. Even our adversary, Satan, realize of how short the time is. That's why he's coming at us. So vengeance, saints. That's why he's putting everything against us. They're trying to turn us away from his Torah, saints. That's why he's trying to do it. He wants you to lose your soul. He don't want to go to hell by itself. And some he's going to take without a shadow of a doubt. Are you going to be one of them, saints? Hear the word of the truth tonight. This evening, saints. As I speak to the house from Abba Yahweh, it's not on my will, but this is of his truth, saints. As I read about Saul, how Saul heard the words of Samuel, but because of his rebellions and his lust and his greed, he denied what Samuel told him, saints. Verse 10. Then came the word of Yahweh to Samuel, saying, repent me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and has performed my commandments, and grieved Samuel. And he cried to Yahweh all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Saul, saying, Saul came down to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place. And he has gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul and said, Saul, said to him, blessed be you of Yahweh. I have performed the commandments of Yahweh. And we cried that as well, saints. We cried it. And Samuel said, what mean then this blessing of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen, which I hear? And the word of Yahweh come to judge you as well, as saints. When the words come to you, it shows you of your shortcoming. It shows you how much of the word that you speak is not true. And Samuel said, what mean then this blessing of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice to you, Yahweh, your Abba. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Saul, stay, and I will tell you what Yahweh has said to me this night. And he said to him, say on. And Samuel said, when you were little in your own sight, were you not made the head of the tribe of Israel? And Yahweh anointed you king over Israel? And Yahweh sent you on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore did you not obey the voice of Yahweh, but did fly upon the spoil, and did the evil in the sight of Yahweh? And Saul said to Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me. And we proclaim that we're walking in the way Yahweh sent us. And have bought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took up the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the thing, which have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to you, Yahweh, your mighty one in Gilgal. And Samuel said, has Yahweh had great delight in burnt offerings? And he don't have no great delight. And your burnt offering, neither, saints, are your stiff neck, are your rebelliousness, are your denying of his Torah, are your rising up against the word when it comes to show you your shortcoming. And sacrifice is in the obeying the voice of Yahweh. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken the fat of ram. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected you from being king. And he's going to do the same today. For Yahweh have not changed. Saints, we better ask Yahweh to clean us out, that we be totally given over to him, that our every being be of Yahweh, and through the precious blood of his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. For he's coming back with fruit, a fruit of his truth, and those that are trusted in his Torah. For his Torah keeps us, saints. That is our roadmap to the living bread. And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yahweh. And that is what we need to cry, saints, that we sin against Yahweh too, and get a contrite spirit and a broken heart before him. He said he seek to save such as, and he admitted to those saints, because I have feared the people and obeyed their voice. And we obey the voice of our flesh as well, saints. Whatever it tells us to do, we obey it. Now therefore I pray you, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship Yahweh. And Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of Yahweh, and have rejected you from being king over Israel. And as Saul turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said to him, Yahweh has rent the kingdom of Israel from you this day, and has given it to a neighbor of yours that is better than you. Saint, let us not lose our soul over call of the things of this world, over call of us not walking in the true condition, having the desires of this world, wanting to be like this world, wanting to walk like this world, wanting the things of this world. But let us trust in the Torah, that we don't lose out, saint. That we can't find a place of repentance before Abba Yahweh, like Esau did. Because Abba Yahweh is serious. He's no joke, saint. And he's not playing no game. Now, we may be playing games, but he's not playing no game, saint. When he judged, he's come to judge with vengeance, saint. So while he can be found, let us repent, that we walk in true condition, denying the things of this world, but trusting in his truth. That it be our everyday life, saints. Then he said, Samuel 31, so Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped Yahweh. Then said Samuel, bring you hither to me Haggai, the king of the Amalekites. And Haggai came to him delicately. And Haggai said, surely the business of death is past. And Samuel said, as your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Haggai in pieces before Yahweh. And he's going to kill your Haggai too, saints, if you don't repent and let Abba Yahweh clean you out. Yahweh in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah. And Samuel went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul, and Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and Yahweh repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. Don't let him repent that he called you to be one of his condition, saints, but walk in the true condition, walking in his Torah, saints, proclaiming that you're the child of Abba Yahweh. Be that what you say, saints. Let your fruit show that your word is true, saints. Because Satan knows if you're telling the truth or not. And he knows what to bring against you to test you too, saints. And he knows whether you're going to fail the test or not. Just like he tried Job, don't think we're not going to be tried. Now we proclaim that we're the Siddiqa, like Job was, righteous of Abba Yahweh. Just like Job passed the test, we can too, if our trust is in Abba Yahweh. But if our trust is in this flesh of our saints, we will not get no victory. we will not get no victory, saints. Our victory only comes through Yahshua HaMashiach. That is our victory, saints. For he showed that upon the stake, saints. Do you trust that today, saints? Hear the word of Abba Yahweh today, saints. Because there are battle coming ahead, saints. That we got to truly trust in the witness that we be able to stand in. And we got to believe this of truth. Not by the words of speaking, but we got to have it in our lives, saints. It got to be grounded and rooted in there, saints. That we be able to stand. Turn to Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 4 and 1. Because we're no match for our adversary. We may think we is, but we're no match for our adversary. And we're no match for this world out here. So the only way we can stand is through the precious living word, the bread of Abba Yahweh. That's our victory, saints. That's what we need to have in us. Because it said, as the scripture says, it's going to be a famine. And not for this natural bread, but for the word. So as the brother speak and the pastor speaks, saint, let it be rooted within our lives, saint, that we not turn a deaf ear unto the truth, but let us receive it, that we walk in true tradition, saints. And there should be a rejoicing. I don't understand how they're not rejoicing, how they're looking of sad faces, knowing that we got a hope in Yahshua HaMashiach. Why are there no joy, saints? Why are the sad faces? Who are we listening to, saints? Because we call on Abba Yahweh, he said he'll give us the shalom of Abba Yahweh, the peace. And he's everlasting joy. Why are the people cast down, saints? Do we have no hope? It says in the scripture that Yahshua HaMashiach is our hope. I believe that, and I'm going to trust that, saints. What is your trust in today, saints? I don't see too much joy. I don't see too much joy. Abba Yahweh loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. And there's no joy. Could none of one of us paid it for each other upon that stake. But his son said that he'd be the one to sacrifice for us. And there's no joy. Oh, we should repent, saints. Did we let his blood be in vain, saints? I hope not, saints. I hope not. I don't want it to be in vain for me. I want to make it in, saints. I want to look upon my Abba's face, saints. The time is getting short, saints. Except how the world don't have no problem with rejoicing in their God. All of us can go out there to a basketball game. We'll see hollering. We'll see laughing. We'll see raising of the hand. All of us can go to the nightclubs. We'll see rejoicing, the moving of the feet, the hollering, the laughing. All them showing us how they pleasing their God with all they have within them. And it's hard for us to even raise our hand and say hallelujah to our Almighty Yahweh. And that shouldn't be. That they love their God more than we love our Abba Yahweh. For they have no hope. For they are lost. But the people of Abba Yahweh want part of that. Instead of walking in the Torah, it seems like they have joy, but they don't have no everlasting joy. It's only for a moment. Saints, you trust in Abba Yahweh and believe and walk in his Torah, you have joy and joy everlasting. And peace of love is there, saints. Let us get that away, saints. Let us have rejoicing that we show the world that we got an Abba that's greater than the God that they serve. Let us not be dormant, but let us rejoice of our precious Abba son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And let us give him the praise that he do, saints. Let us give him the praise that he do. Because he is worthy, saints. for someone leaving here, as I speak this very moment, here he gave us another chance to sit here as a family again. No sickness no more. And knowing it was him that took away the sickness and raised you up this morning. Because you were mine from him, even though he was mine from you, even though you might not have been mine from him. And we won't give him the praise that he's due, saying we shall repent because of what by our own doing. Deuteronomy 4:1 says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, to the statutes and the judgment which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of your fathers, give you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Abba, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of Bepor. For all the men that follow Bepor, Yahweh your Abba has destroyed them from among you. But you that did cleave to Yahweh your Abba are alive, every one of you this day. Bless you, Abba Yahweh." Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as Yahweh my Abba commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of this nation, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this generation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is so great who has sovereign ruler so nigh to them as Yahweh our Abba is in all things that we call upon him for?" Thank you, Abba Yahweh. You see how he loves his people so much, saint? Hear the word of Abba Yahweh today, or how he wants to bless and just give his people everything they need according to the Torah and the truth, saints, to be able to stand. Do you see, saints? Do you really see and understand, saints? Why would you want to be a part of this world? Why would you want the things of this world, which is just pleasure only for a moment? Why you don't want to be like Moshe? Rather suffer than to seek the pleasures of this world for a season. Why don't you want to just suffer with the saints? That we all see Yahweh together, helping one another in our shortcomings. Oh, saints, we need to be in that one man, one accord. But we are the body of Yahweh. We can't be separate, saints. We got to be as one. If I say I love Abba Yahweh, and you say you love Abba Yahweh, and they confusion, something is wrong, saints. Something is wrong. One of us not truly serving Abba Yahweh. If I have desires of the world and you love Abba Yahweh, something is wrong, saints. We got to be in that one mind. And that one leg, too, saints. And we got to walk that way. My fruit's got to be your fruit, saints. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hear the word of Abba Yahweh today, my people. For what nation there so great who has sovereign ruler so nigh to them as Yahweh our Abba is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation there so great that has statutes and judgment so sadika as all this Torah which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself, keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the thing which your eyes have seen. Lest they depart from your heart, your lab, all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons and your son's son. And we should be an example for the little ones, saints. For the young people here, we should walk according to Abba Yahweh. Did they see our life, saints? Did they see our desire, saints? I want to please Abba Yahweh because of his son, his precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. There's no time for playing, saints. There's no time for trying to fool one another, neither, saints. It's time for us to be serious with one another. Even to their hurt, saints. Even if we got to tell them the truth. No, saints, it ain't no time for covenant sin, saints. But it's time to give them Abba Yahweh to admit his truth. That just like you want to be saved, you want them to be saved as well. Just like you want to make it in, you want them to make it in as well, saints. If you have a true love for them, saints. Because don't tell me you have a true love for them and you won't give them the truth according to the word. Because if you go to scripture, saint, even though they may fight, still you gave them the scripture, you did what you were supposed to do, saints. For Abba Yahweh is going to judge them on that, saints. He's going to judge them on their rebellious, their stiff neck. And see, when you stand before him, at that time, the tears ain't going to do you no good. So while he can be found, and his mercy is still, saint, we better repent. We better call upon him with a sincere heart and a sober mind that we may have a chance at eternal life, saints. Judas Iscariot, he didn't have a chance. Neither did Esau. You have a chance. Don't miss out, saints. Hear the word of Abba Yahweh. Because every brother that speaks, I take his word serious. Because one thing for sure, when he get up here, he got to be serious. Because behind this pulpit, there's no plaything, saints. Because one thing for sure, Abba Yahweh can take our life standing right here. Why would we want to lose our life compromising the truth and know where we would end up, that our soul would be lost? So I ask Abba Yahweh to help me as I speak to y'all today. That it be of his reward, not of my will. I ask him to kill my will, or my ways, my thoughts that's not of his. But let me speak through the reward of his truth. That I trust in his Torah, that I be a living example for the young brothers and the young sisters that y'all see my life, that I walk in the true condition. Because I want to make it in. And I want to hear, as the brothers speak to me, the words that they speak. That I take it in, that I take it in, and that it helps me walk even more closer to Abba Yahweh. Because I don't want to miss out, saints. I don't want to miss out. I want to make it in. And I want him to say, as I make it in, well done, my faithful servant. Come on home. For what a time it would be when all the saints go together at home. It's going to be a blessed time when we see our Abba. For there'll be no more tears, no more pain. We won't have to fight no more. There won't be no more sickness. And no more worries. But we'll be with our Abba. Where there'll be everlasting joy. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy, saint. He's worthy to be praised. God bless you, Abba. Oh, thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. He's worthy to be praised. For he want a true people, saints. He want a people that love him, saints. That they give him his all in all. That nothing will deter them from his Torah. He wants y'all to be in y'all life. He want to be a part of y'all life every day. not every day, but every minute of the day, that your mind be on him, that you talk to him in the morning, in the noonday, at night, all through the day, saints. Even when you're working, he wants you to talk to him. Because as y'all heard, our idle mind is the devil's workshop. And that is true, saints. Because the devil knows when you got some word in you. He knows how to take your mind out somewhere else. That your mind will not have no thought for Abba Yahweh. But you'll think on the things of this life. And it'll start giving you joy. And that's where your smile will be at. Instead of the word of Abba Yahweh and in his Torah, saints. That's why that the path continually tell us, even though we don't like it, to stay in his truth. That we should always study his truth. That when them thoughts come, that we can cast them down. That we can resist the devil. And he will flee. But see, the thing about it, saints, of the reason that the pastor tells you to stay in the word, he's just going to flee for a moment. He's coming back. And you just keep resisting. But he's coming back, saints. Because we're going to have a battle with him to that final death. And when that final death comes, you better know the one that you're serving, saints. You better know the one that you're trusting. Because the thing that you go through, that's going to be your strength. Not just truth. Long as you trust on truth, he said, precious is the death of one of his conditions. We just go on to sleep. And one thing for sure, saints, we will get up again. For that's his promise to the people. And he cannot lie. He cannot lie, saints. We will meet our brothers out there in the grave, saints. We will. We will. It's rest on. Rest on. We will see him, saints. We will see him. Turn to Sophatim, Judges 7:1. Hear the word of Abba Yahweh today, saints. That it may be a strength. Hear the words. Young ones, old ones, hear the word of Abba Yahweh. We all need this word to keep us. That's the only thing that's going to keep us. Even keep peace among us, being brothers and sisters. The word is the only thing that's going to keep us. Because whatever we're going through, and we rely on the word, we can get shalom with each other. And we can endure the battle. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. All of us together on one man, one accord, we can move a mountain, saints. With no problem. Because we trusted in the mountain mover. So we know we can move a mountain. Then Urabel, who was Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Morad, in the valley. And Yahweh said to Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. At least Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let them return and depart early from Mount Gilgal. We don't have no reason to be afraid, saying. And their return of the people, 22,000, and there remain 10,000. But Jermaine told us about how he spread his eagle wing over his people, saints. We don't have to worry about nothing, saints. So he's our high tower. And Yahweh said to Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be, or we only a few, saints. Now let's listen to the story. How Yahweh gave him a few. And it shall be that of whom I say to you, this shall go with you. The same shall go with you of whomsoever I say to you, this shall not go with you. The same shall not go. So he brought them down, the people, to the water. And Yahweh said to Gideon, everyone that laps of the water with his tongue and as a dog lap, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink, and a number of them that lap, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon the knees to drink water. And Yahweh said to Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place. Did you see how Yahweh took a few and gave him the victory? Because of that one man heard what Abba Yahweh said. He will give you the victory too, saints. If you take ear to hear of what he's saying, he'll give you the victory over this flesh. He'll give you the victory over every circumstances that you go through. He'll give you shalom and peace of what you got to go through, or where you think there's no hope. He'll come in and give you the victory, because as the scriptures say, he is a very present help in time of trouble. If you trust him, saints, if you just give it to him, you don't try to work it out. Just give it to him. He will get the victory, saints. He said, vengeance is his, said Abba Yahweh. He didn't tell us to do nothing but just stand still and see the salvation of Abba Yahweh. And that's what we need to do, saints. That's what we need to do. And it came to pass the same night that Yahweh said to them, arise, you get down to host, for I have delivered it into your hand. Turn to Daniel 3:1. Talking about the Hebrew boys, Zagrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that had the word grounded and rooted within their land. There was nothing going to shake them from the truth of Baba Yahweh. For they truly trusted in their Torah, no matter how their afflictions was going to be against them. They still steadfast, trusting in Abba Yahweh. That's the kind of life that we should have, saints. That's the kind of mind that we should want. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 3 cubits, and the breadth thereof was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captain, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then Herod cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nation, and language, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the sorcery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. But the three Hebrews remember this, saints. They remember his Torah. And it was truly ground and rooted within their lives, saints. There wasn't nothing going to shake them. That they knew they Abba. The same way that we should do. And whoso fall down and worship shall the same hour be cast. And whoso fall down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, sorcery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nation, the languages, fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain valiant warriors, Chaldeans, men came near and accused the Judeans. They spoke and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. O you king, have made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the sorcery, and the dulcimer, and all kings of the music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falls not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain violent Yehudims, warriors whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Ah, bless you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These violent warriors, O king, have not regarded you, because the Torah ruled within their lives, saints. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't you know Satan rages well, saints? When we walk in the Torah, Abba Yahweh, who we don't get sidestepped from the things of Abba Yahweh, and we don't go the way Satan wants to go, or desire the things of this world, don't you know Satan comes at you at a rage too, saints? But we just stand steadfast, like the three Hebrew boys. As I read on, we will see who their victory is. Then they brought these violent warriors before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? They heard the words of Abba Yahweh, saints. Now if you be ready, then at what time you hear the sound of the cornet? I tell you, the adversary only go away for just a moment, saints. He's coming back. The sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the sorcery, and the dulcimer, and all kings of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Now, most of us, that would be fear gripping us. But because they had the Torah grounded and rooted within their leg, they knew who would give them the victory, saints. They had laid down their life because they know they was one that gave his life for them. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast into the same hour, the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that Almighty that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, We are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, Yahweh Almighty, can you say that's your deliverer today, saints? Yahweh Almighty, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hands, O King. But if not, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods, as the ground is rooted in your land, that away, saints. Now worship the golden image which you have set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his vengeance was chained against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke, commanded they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it won't be heated. And he commanded the most mighty valiant warrior that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these valiant warriors were bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those violent warriors that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What a mighty Yahweh we serve. And these three valiant warriors, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. We don't do too much falling today to worship out Abba Yahweh like they trusted in their saints. They believe Abba Yahweh could deliver them in a fiery furnace. Heated up seven times, saints. They still had a hope. What is our hope today, saints?